Well, speaking of a breed of tough, we talk about the West Tiger skipper in Aaron Woods. G'day, Woodsy.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You scored 18 unanswered points against the Roosters. The only problem was you gave up a 16-point lead.
No, mate, I think the first 20 minutes, you know, we wanted to sort of not really remember what happened there. But, look, it was a lot of resilience showed by the boys to get back into the game, especially against a quality side like the Roosters. Like they're no mean feat. So, you know, but like you said, you can't give away 16 points in the first 20 minutes and expect to win the game. And, you know, we went pretty good, but their quality in the end just got us in the last 5 minutes.
Woodsy, what about this collective bargaining agreement? It looks like the players are fairly happy with the fixed revenue share. You got that across the line. The salary cap of $9.4 million you got across the line. There's still a few details regarding welfare, retirement funds, allowances, and also this privacy issue about whether you would be willing, if asked, to give up your mobile phone records and financial records. Where do you sit with that, mate?
It wouldn't work for Woodsy.
Oh, yes, it would.
What's on there?
What are you saying?
Well, I just question what's on there.
He'd be at the forefront of it. Yeah, no worries.
Look, it's a good deal. Look, as a player, we're not too worried about the money side of things. Like you said, we're more worried about the little finer details. Like you said, you know, the well-being and education, you know, the retirement funds. But, yeah, like, look, I don't think there's necessary. You need to give up your bank details. Look, if a police officer ever got tipped up that something was going on in the game and they just wanted to have a look at your records and everything that's going on, I'm all for that. But not if they just want to have a look at it just to see what's going on.
No.
There's got to be a reason behind it. And, look, as a playing group, we're happy with that. But, yeah, not just every day to see what we're spending stuff on.
No, of course not. And, Woodsy, I think that's the difference that should be made and would have to be checked off on by you guys. But there must be evidence, that's my understanding, there must be evidence to then ask you for your financial records and your mobile phone records.
Exactly right. And that's the thing at the moment. We've just been told they want to look at our bank statements and, you know, they haven't really sat down with Ian Prendergast about what they want to do with them. So, you know, once they get in the room and speak out how and what they're going to do with the statements, I think they'll come to an agreement. They just said they both haven't been in the room to talk about those sort of things at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a deal breaker, though, is it, Woodsy?
Man, like I said, there's still a lot of things that need to be done. You know, I think, like I said, all the money stuff, that's all sweet. All the players are happy with that. It's just the little things, like I said, you know, injury insurance, you know, retirement fund. You know, just little things like that. So when I think I spoke on NRL 360 last night, we had a player, Taniela Tuaki. You know, he just got Winger of the Year, Dalian Winger of the Year.
I remember him.
Broke his leg really bad, and he was off contract, and he just got like a minimum wage contract next year. And then the year after, you know, he didn't come good, so he wasn't allowed to. He still can't run. He's still got a limp to this day, and no one's heard of him since. You know, and he's had to pay all his bills himself, where it's got to the point he couldn't afford anymore, so he's not getting any more treatment for the leg, and he's just walking around with a limp for the rest of his life.
Yeah. He's one of those unfortunate case studies. Yeah, that should be helped. There's no doubt about that, mate. You got the Cowboys this weekend, and when you think about that, I was going to say they're the Walking Dead. They've been very, very brave, but they've lost four in a row. They're very gettable for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Look, the commitment that the Cowboys have been showing the last few weeks, you know, they've been in games when I think they finished the game with, you know, 13 or 14 players. But, you know, I think they're right on the edge of that eight, and they must win the next two games. So it's going to be a massive game. I think they get a couple of players back this week, you know, Gavin Cooper, Lachlan Coote. So they get a bit of experience. But, look, our boys are really enjoying the footy at the moment, the footy that we're playing. You know, we've finally... At times, we're not getting the whole thing right for 80 minutes, but our defensive structures have got a lot better. And if we can just put a bit more points on and, you know, control the ball and maybe keep the ball in our hands a little bit longer, I think we can really, you know, ask the Cowboys a couple of questions.
Yeah, I think what would be pleasing for you, Woodsy, is the fact that that game against the Seagulls. Now, they're my team, so I was screaming at the TV. That second, Trbojevic...
Don't worry, mate, I'm a Manly supporter as well.
So. Cut out. You could see the momentum shift, but you went hard for the 80, you know, and that's a good sign that everyone's playing for one another.
Well, a big thing with us, we just wanted to attack with our defence. So, you know, you watch the good sides, you know, like Melbourne, they kick early in their sets and just get down the field and want to put pressure on with the line speed, and, you know, you force a few errors. And that's something that Ivan wanted to say, you know. We've got points in us, but he wanted to see us, you know, when it comes to the defence, get off our line and start putting pressure on other sides. And, you know, I think the biggest thing against Manly was we were down, but we stayed calm, and it just felt like we were in control of the game. And the same thing happened on the weekend against the Roosters. You know, they had 70% possession the first half. You know, admittedly, they should have been up by a lot more, but we were lucky we scored two late tries. And I think just the belief around the group with the boys that, you know, we can hang in there with a good size, it's starting to rub off.
And Benji's coming back, mate. I know it's a bit of old news, but he's coming back to the Tigers. There was at one stage he said, I'd never play for anyone other than the Tigers, and he's come back.
Yeah, the big fella's back. He's a champion fella. I think he'll be really good for, you know, Luke Brooks and Josh Reynolds coming to the club. He's just got that aura around him, and it takes a lot of pressure off, you know, a lot of the players at the club, because everyone talks about Ben, and they sort of, not in a bad way, but forget about the other players, and the other players get to fly under the radar because Benji's got that such, you know, that aura around him. So I think he'll be really good, and there's a lot of young kids that will benefit from Benji at the club, and a lot of the fans will love him, because him and Robbie are probably the two of the best West Tiger players ever play.
No doubt about that. Mate, you know, I ask you every week, you still going to the Bulldogs?
Still going, mate. I haven't heard anything else, so I'm still going.
I bet you're looking forward to it, eh? The fresh change?
If he gets it.
Yeah, look, mate.
He's there.
Once this season's over and you move on, it's something you're looking forward to. But like I said, look, I'm really enjoying the time with the boys at the Tigers, you know. We're starting to play some good footy. But in saying that, there's a lot of blokes leaving the club. So we all wanted to rip in with each other for the rest of the year. And then once we do move on, you know, we're excited about that as well. You know, sometimes change, you need change. But like I said, I'm definitely going to the Bulldogs. That's all I know.
Well, Desi's fighting for his job. Do you want Desi there?
Yeah, well, I've always been a fan of Des, you know. He's been a fan of his supporter growing up, watching him for a long time. So, look, mate. He's, from what I've heard, he's a very, you know, smart coach and tactical wise. But look, I'm not too sure how everything's panning out over there. But, you know, they got a win on the weekend, so you haven't really mentioned Des too much this week.
So you never met with Des, did you?
Oh, I met with Des once. Yeah.
Once. Yeah.
Did he have any funny ideas?
He was really good when I spoke to him.
Did he give you any crazy ideas?
No, he was all right, mate. He loves his stats, doesn't he?
he loves his stats. Well, your stats have actually been pretty good. Woodsy, thanks for your time, mate, and play well against the Cowboys.
Too easy, boys. Thanks for having me.